Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 31, 1805. A hard-earned refreshment. Captain Lewis records today as cold, rainy, muddy, and painfully laborious. The men, as you will hear, are hardened from over a year of experience, taking whatever the Missouri River and the countryside can dish out. The pirogues are taking a beating as well, and Captain Lewis remarks about the white pirogue, which has had many accidents.
I fear her evil genie will play so many pranks with her that she will go to the bottom some of these days.
He continues,
this morning we proceeded at an early hour with two pirogues, leaving the canoes and crews to bring on the meat of the two buffaloes that were killed last evening, and which had not been brought in as it was late and a little off the river. Soon after we got under way, it began to rain and continued until meridian, when it ceased, but still continued cloudy through the balance of the day. The obstructions of rocket points and riffles still continue as yesterday. At those places, the men are compelled to be in the water, even to their armpits, and the water is yet very cold, and so frequent are those points that they are 1/4 of their time in the water. Added to this, on the banks and bluffs along which they are obliged to pass are so slippery and the mud so tenacious that they are unable to wear their moccasins, and in that situation, dragging the heavy burden of a canoe and walking occasionally for several hundred yards over the sharp fragments of the rocks which tumble from the cliffs and garnish the borders of the river. In short, their labor is increasingly painful and great. Yet these faithful fellows bear it without a murmur. Captain Clark walked on shore this morning, but found it so excessively bad that he shortly returned. At 12 o'clock, we came to for refreshment, and gave the men a dram, which they received with much cheerfulness, and well deserved. The hills and river cliffs which we passed today exhibit a most romantic appearance. The bluffs of the river rise to a height of from 200 to 300 feet, and in most places nearly perpendicular. They are formed of remarkable white sandstone, which is sufficiently soft to give way readily to the impression of water. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 31, 1805.
The area Lewis just described is known today as the White Cliffs of the Missouri River Breaks. This formation is spectacular even today and a favorite of photographers and river floaters alike. The channel here has been cut more than 300 feet deep, through late Cretaceous formations of the Claggett Shale, Eagle Sandstone, and Marias River Shale. The White Cliffs are the most conspicuous of these, and are the Virgel member of the Eagle Sandstone. As for that well-deserved dram, the Corps still had some of one barrel of rum left, but it would soon be gone. Tomorrow, a fine view of the mountains.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.